Kodiak area residents interested in how a combined city-borough government might function may want to check out tonight's agenda for the Consolidation Committee, which is posted on the borough's meeting schedule page. In addition to listing which government provides what services, the agenda narrative includes a short proposal on possible discussion items. Take the powers and services of ports and harbors, which is the first of these being discussed. The City of Kodiak's port and harbor powers and services extend throughout the entire harbor area, including piers, cargo terminal, and the shipyard on Near Island. The various services are paid for primarily through user fees. The borough, on the other hand, doesn't have port and harbor powers, but it does own the Anton Larson Bay Dock, which it maintains through the borough's parks and recreation budget. A similar analysis is done for each of the services provided by the two governments. Here's another example. The roads topic, like many of the others, includes a note on what the discussion might include, such as the pros and cons of the various ways of providing road services, possibly changing boundaries of road service areas to create what's called super service areas, or a combination, or something different. Similar information is presented for topics of fire and emergency services, as well as public safety. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 in the borough conference room. Like many government meetings, there is a public comment period at the beginning, when residents can take 3 minutes to share their ideas or concerns with the Consolidation Committee. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.